Welcome to Golau, where we shed some light on politics, policy and polling in Wales and the world.
Another week, another poll. Professor Roger Scully, thank you very much for joining us again. It's a bit of a cracker, this one. After what has been one of the most amazing periods in recent times in Wales, we have another poll. The results will surprise people.
I think they will. I mean, a little bit of general context on this. When the general election was called, we saw a significant rise in Conservative support across Britain, and if anything, an even greater rise in that support level in Wales. We've seen in the Britain-wide polls over the last week or two, Conservatives slipping a bit and Labour support actually strengthening, I think, against the expectations of many people who thought that a Labour campaign under Jeremy Corbyn would see their support erode further. I mean, Labour have been making some ground. What we see in this latest Welsh poll is the Labour Party support surging by 9 percentage points, Conservatives slumping by 7 points, and so Labour moving back into a clear lead, 10 points ahead of the Conservatives, 44% to 34%. We also see the smaller parties, again, not making any ground. Plaid Cymru are down a little bit further. The Liberal Democrats down a single point. UKIP are still, you know, at 5%. So it's looking very much like a two-horse race, but one in which the Labour Party has actually made a substantial advance in during the last 2 weeks.
Where do we think those votes are coming from? The Conservative vote has dropped, and one of the interesting things that we talked about when we were talking about the last couple of polls is that the Labour vote hadn't necessarily dropped that much, but the Tory vote was getting higher as a result of accumulating additional votes from elsewhere, such as the former UKIP vote. But in this particular poll, we're seeing new votes for Labour. Are they swing votes from the Conservatives or elsewhere?
Quite a lot of this seems to be swing voters coming from the Conservatives, but Labour have also done a bit better getting support from Plaid Cymru, getting support from, you know, people who were previous don't knows. I mean, Labour seems to be doing well across the board in this latest poll. I think we always need, with any poll, to be on the lookout for, could this just be one of those occasional outliers we get? I think that is always a possibility. I mean, our first poll at the start of the campaign that gave a 10-point Conservative lead, many people were suspicious about. Then the follow-up poll seemed to support that, you know, the Conservatives really were doing better than ever before in Wales. Now they've slipped significantly. As I said, the Conservatives slipped a bit across Britain. Their campaign has been criticised by some people for being ultra-cautious, and some of the policies in their manifesto last week have been attacked, notably the so-called dementia tax. They've been, you know, taking some hits on that, even from some of their natural supporters. So, you know, it's not perhaps terribly surprising to see the Conservatives down a bit, or it wouldn't have been surprising to see them down a bit. What is surprising is to see the scale of the Conservative fall in this poll and the even greater scale of the Labour Party's rise.
And might it be something about the timing of the poll as well that has created a positive sentiment around the Labour Party?
Yeah, this poll went live on Thursday last week, and the sampling was done from Thursday until Sunday morning. Now, Wednesday evening, of course, we heard the very sad news about the death of Audrey Morgan, a sort of giant of the modern-day Welsh Labour Party. And it's quite possible that there is some sort of short-term sympathy factor for the Labour Party, because we see Labour's ratings up pretty much everywhere. I mean, it could just be that we have a particularly pro-Labour sample, but it could well be that, you know, the particular time which we did this poll encouraged there to be a little bit of sort of general drift back towards the Labour Party, which wouldn't necessarily be sustained. You do occasionally see, after particular events, some sort of short-term sympathy factors or something like that in polls, and those tend to wash away fairly quickly. And I think, you know, particularly in the context of a general election where people will be ultimately making a choice about, you know, a government and a prime minister, any sort of sympathy factor, if that is what has happened, you know, for the Labour Party, would be likely to wash away fairly quickly, I would think.
After the week in which the, I would say, the minor party election debate, or the election debate of people who will not become prime minister, It's interesting to review where the relative popularity of the leaders are. And Theresa May continues to be one of the most popular leaders in Wales, along with Leanne Wood. But also what's really interesting is to look at the Labour Party leaders. And we have Jeremy Corbyn continuing to be relatively unpopular by political standards. And yet Carwyn Jones continues to be relatively popular. And is this a validation of the Welsh Labour Party's or the Labour Party's Welshification of this general election?
Well, as I said quite recently, notably in a piece of the New Statesman, it's very clear that the Labour Party in Wales have been seeking to run this campaign as Welsh Labour to try and insulate themselves from what they see as a rather dysfunctional UK-level party and to make Calvin Jones the main face and voice of the campaign in Wales. You know, they know that he is probably, you know, the best card which they have left in Wales. You know, the Welsh leaders debate that we had on ITV Wales on Wednesday night, you know, Calvin Jones was representing the Labour Party compared to, you know, 2 years ago when the Labour Party was represented by Shadow Secretary of State Owen Smith. Calvin Jones does do well in this latest poll, and the overall results for the Labour Party may be seen as at least in part validation for that strategy that they're taking. Something else which I think is interesting in the context of these debates, you know, we had the Welsh leaders' debate on Wednesday where, you know, UKIP, Plaid Cymru, the Liberal Democrats were all represented. We then had this slightly peculiar UK-level debate minus the Conservatives and Labour on Thursday night. That seems to have done nothing thus far in terms of raising support levels for these smaller parties. They've had a significant platform in both of these debates. It appears to have had no positive effect whatsoever in terms of raising their support. And I think Plaid Cymru in particular must be very disappointed that they haven't gained any sort of traction with the electorate at all thus far, even after Leanne Wood has had that significant platform. And I think in the views of most people, performed quite capably in both of those debates.
Trust is a major issue coming into any general election campaign. And for a long time, the priorities that people have going into election campaigns has been very important. And this election campaign, obviously dominated by Brexit. Looking at this poll, although there hasn't been a shift in any of the order of the priorities of people that people are responding to in your poll, there has been an increase in the trust in the Labour Party to handle or to manage core issues, core policy areas like the NHS, like education and housing. And is this a sign that the lack of credibility that the Corbyn administration has is starting to dissipate and that people are starting to regain their trust in the Labour Party?
I think these findings may point to one of two possibilities. We are seeing here that the Labour Party seems to have improved its ratings on quite a number of issues as in terms of which party do you most trust to handle things like the health service, education, economy and so on. Now, that could reflect simply that the Labour Party is generally coming over better, that its campaign is helping improve its public image. And we see that reflected not only in the headline voting intention numbers, but also in, you know, its ratings on various issues. That, you know, if that is correct, then that would obviously be very good news for the Labour Party, because it would suggest some depth to this increase in support. The other possibility, I think, is that this suggests we need to be a little bit cautious about the poll. And ratings of parties on detailed issues tend to change only relatively slowly. And it could be that what these results are pointing to is the more general, you know, potential note of caution I've sounded about this poll, that maybe we just happen to have a particularly pro-Labour sample, or maybe the timing of the poll has led people to think, at least in very short term, in a more positive, more warm way about the Labour Party, in a way which may well not persist beyond, you know, a few more days. So I think those are really interesting, those findings on, you know, trust to handle some of the key issues. But I think we also need to have just a little bit of caution about, you know, whether this is sort of a genuine finding or something sort of, you know, contextual about the sample that we got or the timing of the poll. I think, you know, with polling, I think you always have to have some degree of caution. All of the time. I think polling can be very useful, but it is always an imperfect art. We're trying to measure the state of public opinion, and we always do so with some degree of imperfection, with some degree of error. We try our very best to minimise that. But I think particularly in the rather febrile atmosphere of a general election, it is occasionally possible to see apparent large moves in public attitudes, which aren't always actually borne out then in the ballot box. I mean, the 2010 general election, we saw apparent massive surge in support for the Liberal Democrats. after the first leaders' debate. In the end, they ended up polling pretty much where most people expected them to.
There does seem to be an unusual degree of volatility in the polling results that we've seen here in the Welsh Political Barometer. How does that compare to the polling figures for elsewhere in the UK, thinking particularly of England and Scotland?
Wales does seem to have been particularly volatile in this general election, which may point to some sort of problem with the polls, although I think, you know, we haven't seen quite this degree of volatility in YouGov's Britain-wide polls. It may reflect that we have an unusually large number of voters up for grabs this time in Wales. I mean, you know, we know Labour's been the dominant party here for a long time, but the ties of loyalty that many people in Wales have had to the Labour Party seem to generally have been loosening. At the same time, I think quite a lot of Welsh voters have been attracted to the Conservative Party, particularly its position on, in terms of promising to deliver on Brexit, something, of course, Wales voted for. So I think, you know, there's probably quite a lot of voters undecided, maybe floating between the different alternatives. It could well be the particular timing of this most recent poll encouraged some of them to look back towards the Labour Party. Key for the Labour Party and their opponents is whether Labour can sustain that through the final 2.5 weeks of the campaign.
We look at some of the very wafer-thin majorities that the various parties have in Wales. You know, how much are local issues going to play a part?
I think sometimes in elections you get such a strong national tide that there is only a limited amount that local campaigns can do. And we saw that, for instance, in the 1997 general election. Labour was doing so fantastically well just about everywhere that often it didn't matter if you were a hard-working, dedicated local Conservative MP. You know, your time was up no matter what. And we found actually in that election the swings to Labour were pretty much as big in the seats they hadn't targeted and hadn't put resources in as in the ones which they had worked hard in. So, you know, sometimes that sort of thing happens. And other times, and this may be a case this year, there is less of a clear national trend. And I think there's more scope then for individual local factors and local campaigns to be influential. And it could well be, if there's a lot of voters up for grabs, undecided as to which way to go, that we could see quite striking local swings diverging from the broad national picture. I mean, Ynys Môn is famously rather its own electoral environment. And I think it wouldn't be particularly amazing to see perhaps that going in a different direction to the Wales-wide picture, never mind the GB-wide picture.
I do wonder, given the results that you have in this current poll and actually continuing a trend from your previous Welsh political barometers, the relatively smaller parties seem to be on a continuing and steady decline in polling numbers at the moment.
I think there's a more general issue here concerning the minor parties. We normally expect in a general election campaign that smaller parties will add support. The general election campaigns tends to bring them a level of attention, a level of media focus, which they struggle to gain outside the context of general election campaign. This is, until 2015 at least, the very broadly known phenomenon, the Liberal Democrats tended to increase their support in the context of general election campaign. So it is to some extent surprising that in this election we seem to be seeing the smaller parties squeezed. I mean, you might expect that one or two of them, but all of them, I think, is something of a surprise. I think, you know, the Liberal Democrats would certainly have hoped that a Brexit-focused election would allow them to gain traction amongst, you know, the many people who voted against leaving the European Union. Plaid Cymru would have hoped that the general election campaign, and maybe particularly the televised debates last week, would have enabled them to gain more public attention, be more of a focus for many people's thoughts. At the moment, none of that seems to be working. And far from benefiting from the scrutiny of the general election campaign, the minor parties are actually being squeezed. And that is unexpected.
Looking forward to how these results project themselves onto seats or seat changes in Wales. One of the things that, for all of the volatility that we've been talking about, the phrase that comes to mind is that everything changes, everything stays the same. We're talking about only one seat changing hands if uniform national swing is projected onto the seats?
Yes, I mean, we've been looking thus far in the election campaign at the possibility of Labour losing 9-10 seats directly to the Conservatives. On the figures from this new poll, we have only one seat changing hands, and that Gower going from the Conservatives back to Labour. Now, all the normal notes, of course, from that uniform national swing should be applied. You know, we may well see in this particular general election even stronger local swings than normal. But clearly, with Labour support resurgent in this new poll, with the Conservatives having slipped, we're starting to look at a much different, you know, potentially a much different sort of election campaign from the one we'd been seeing hitherto. Before, it had been the Conservatives doing unprecedentedly well and thinking about the scale of the advances they might make. Now it seems, you know, Labour are very much back in the game and maybe on course to hold pretty much everything that they have, possibly even pick up in terms of seats. We'll have obviously to wait and see. There will be another Welsh poll along the middle of next week, and then there'll be the final eve of poll just before voting day. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see where things go. Possibly this new poll may turn out to be an outlier, but it does suggest that, you know, the Labour Party, who have of course been the dominant party in Welsh politics for nearly a century, are not just curling up and dying. I mean, they are very much fighting this one out, and at the moment the campaign seems to be moving in their direction.
Well, Professor Roger Scully, thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure to hear from you. Look forward to hearing again soon. Thanks for listening to Golai, a Cardiff University podcast. Subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from to have the next episode download automatically.